to go. Taco to
and a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
Man, how stories change so quickly. So when we went to break, Dan had the latest information about what was going on with the Tush Push, and then it was still kind of up in the air. And then probably like 30 seconds after,
boom,
then we get the report that it's 75%. So what, Dan, where are we at on this thing?
Yeah, so Diana Rossini of The Athletic saying the Packers' proposal to ban the Tush Push did not receive the required 75% support from NFL owners to pass. Per source, it lives on. And the Philadelphia Eagles have tweeted out a picture of the Green Bay Packers. Of course, it was their proposal going up against the Philadelphia Eagles as they're about to run the Tush Push with the letters push on, which is quite spectacular.
That's awesome.
Admit. That's excellent.
Isn't it amazing how social media
become a place where you can be snarky?
Yeah. Like almost the draft or the big one now is the schedule release. That's where the social media folks inside of NFL headquarters and team headquarters there. That's like their field day. That's truly their Super Bowl. We used to think it was ours.
Apparently, yes.
So that's their way to do it. So the Tush Push is dead for this year.
No, it's on.
Well, no, I mean the change of the Tush Push.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
correct.
It's
still
back.
Legal.
Yeah. Still can do it.
You will still see it.
There you have it. Sad news there's a little bit of sports to this, right? I mean,
not really.
Yeah, there is. When you think that the bartender at Cheers used to pitch for the Red Sox.
In a fictional story.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
And one of the most well-known sports SNL skits ever.
Yes, that's right. Da Bears.
Da Bears.
Da Bears. George Wendt has passed away, sadly.
Norm on Cheers.
Yeah. I remember reading this yesterday for the first time, and I was like,
Norm!
I was like, George Wendt died, and my wife was in the other room.
Norman.
She goes, yeah. I don't know. I think he kind of touched all of our hearts at some point, made us laugh. Thought he was a great character.
Thought he was great on Cheers.
He was outstanding. I thought when the Pope was elected that for sure Wendt would be able to, that they were going to use him for the Open. I wonder if maybe this is because he was ill, but I thought I saw Wendt do a skit just a couple weeks ago, last week on.
Why would they use him when the Pope, just because of Chicago?
Yeah.
The Pope.
Yeah. That would have made a lot of, everyone was, even SNL made fun of SNL in the Open the next week, saying, yeah, and you thought we were going to do Da Pope, but they didn't. And so, you know, that was it. But he had so many great lines on that show. And Dan, was he a top 10 character for you?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, easily. Norm Peterson was.
You mean on Cheers?
Yeah, Norm Peterson on Cheers is one of the greatest television characters ever.
Yeah, he was good.
He was outstanding. He was one of those side characters that truly stood out and borderline took over like scenes in that show and made them far better. I mean, he helped really develop the character of that bar and everybody around it. He was outstanding. He stole the show.
Yeah, I read yesterday that he didn't want the part because it didn't have a lot of lines. At first, he wanted to try to be somebody else because I think his first line in that first episode was, I'll have a beer. And he was like, there wasn't enough. But when you talk about supporting actors, now you kind of get it when they label somebody or somebody wins an award for best supporting actor. I mean, he killed it in that role.
He was outstanding.
Yeah.
He was one of the best.
And Ratzenberger, the two of those guys were hysterical.
Cliffy was outstanding, too.
Yeah.
I read a quote from George Wendt about his role on Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, are you kidding me? I mean, what a great job that was. And he just went on, what a great job, he said. I sat around a bar with my friends and cracked jokes. That's what I did. And he said, it was awesome.
He said,
I didn't have to work very hard.
He talked about, there was another article I read yesterday where he talked about, or maybe he had did this a little bit after, they had the final episode of Cheers,
mm-hmm.
where they actually did it from the Bull and Finch in Boston. Do you remember? Did you watch that? I don't know if you remember that.
Yes.
Did you watch it, Jeff? Did you watch that? Do you remember that?
The final episode.
Still the highest rated TV show ever.
Yeah, they were wrecked. They were all drunk while they were doing it. And I don't think that they thought that any of them were going to get like that. And in there, he said they didn't serve us any food. We had no food. And so that's why they were all, I mean, they were all drunk in that final episode. And he was just, the story itself is really good. But one of the lines, like I didn't, there were a couple things that I didn't realize about him. And one is one of your favorite quotes. So I don't want to take it from you, Jeff. You can say it.
Oh, can I?
Yeah, go ahead. Do it.
Whenever, you know, Norm walked in the bar and then, you know, somebody would say, how you doing, Norm?
Norm.
And then who would say, Norman? Remember that? Diane Chambers.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Shelley Long.
And then one day they said something to him and he's, it's a dog eat dog world and I'm wearing milk bone underwear.
What I a still great use
line.
That.
I use that but line
a,
too.
What a great that. Line.
Dog eat dog world. I'm wearing milk bone underwear.
I'll be honest. I did not know that was his line.
Oh, yeah.
What's shaking, Mr. Peterson? Two cheeks and a couple of chins? That's always a great one, too.
Women can't live with him. Hey, can you pass me the beer nuts?
What do you, you know, what do you have, Mr. Peterson? I'm living dangerously. Give me whatever comes out of that tap.
Somebody said, is
he
it
just,
too
he
is
just
it,
had great one-liners
in the show that somebody said, isn't it too early for a beer? And he said, float a couple of cornflakes in it. Oh man.
Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco, 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 Taco. This deal legit. Taco, Taco, Taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, Taco to go, Taco to go. $2.99.
But the Bears skit, too, that became just legendary. Those guys were so funny.
It was perfect. It was a perfect, and the fact that the city of Chicago even embraced it to the level that it did, because it was so Chicago, and it was so how they thought of Ditka, and how they thought of the 85 Bears, and how every year spring, you know, hope sprung eternal that they would get it figured out. Even down to when they started doing those commercials to celebrate, what was it, the 100th year of the NFL, or the 75th year of the NFL, something like that, where they had Favre sitting with the guys in the parking lot of Soldier Field. And just cracking jokes in between there with Favre in there. And then they did a Peyton's Place with Peyton Manning in there. And they had, it was Robert Schmeichel and George Wendt doing, you know, Bob Schwersky super fans and having a good old time. It was, they're still hysterical. And it's so perfect for that city.
Bill Schwersky's super fans. Oh, man. I would just be in tears watching them, and how they just paid homage to Ditka, and they were able to do that. I don't know. I do know. It was funny, and I love the skit, and I'm sad that he's gone. And, you know, what a great show Cheers was for its time. And Cheers was like one of those first shows, too, that I remember saying, oh, we got to get home and watch Cheers. Like, or you would have friends over on a Thursday night and say, oh, we're going to watch Cheers. And then everyone would go home after that.
I had a big Cheers poster in my apartment in Texas.
You did?
I worked for the NBC affiliate.
Hmm. And his character defined what the show was about. Go where somebody always knows your name. And then to be able to walk into a bar and then have everyone say, isn't that like, what a great feeling that would be to walk into a bar and have everybody cheer your name in real life, not only just on TV. And so I think that's one of the reasons why I think he was such a beloved character. And so... I don't know, just sad news that he's passed, but man, did he make us laugh. He made us laugh, and we enjoyed that. So, top 10 show for you, then, Dan, all time?
No, but it's really good.
If you label it to comedies, yes. If you say all time just in general or like sitcoms, then yes. I think there's a lot of other shows that fit their way in there.
It was really good.
It was really good, though. And they anybody were able younger to, listening should watch Cheers because it holds up well.
And they were able to keep it going after a couple of key characters, you know, Coach passed.
Yeah, I'm thinking
then,
about that.
They and then Shelley Long left.
Good move on her part, right? She did like one good movie after that, and that was kind of the end of it. And then she did the Brady Bunch movies.
If you're going to say bad things about Night Shift, you can go away.
She did that. Hear it. Wasn't she? Was that the first thing she did? after?
I'm not sure.
I will hear no night shifts.
All I know is Shelley Long in the kitchen cooking breakfast. Anyway, I'm back now.
You've got issues.
I'm back. No, I don't. Make sure. Red-blooded American male, my friend.
The one other point that I was just going to make about George Wendt is I never realized Jason Sudeikis is his nephew.
That I didn't know either.
So so George Wendt's sister is Jason Sudeikis' mom.
Yep.
And talk about talent from one family.
That's pretty cool.
Jason is he's phenomenal.
I've recently watched Cheers like crazy. Because it comes on late night in our market.
Is it on, what's it on? I don't even know where it's on.
It's on Get TV.
It's on Get, okay.
And so I was watching, I watched all through the Shelley Long years.
Mm-hmm.
It had been a while. So I watched them all like crazy. It was very entertaining.
It holds up.
A different show after Kirstie Alley took over, but still not a bad show.
Well said, and I think we'll all miss George Wendt and his characters, not only on Cheers, but...
funny guy, man.
Also on Saturday Night Live, too. So.
He was really good.
Okay, next up, we're going to go back to the NFL. We're going to talk to Nick Shook, the Shooky Cookie, Kent State grad, but now he calls the NFL Network, NFL.com home. He is a superstar when it comes to understanding the NFL, and he will be with us next. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco to go, taco to. This deal legit. Taco to go, taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99. Taco to go.